ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County, amending Article 52-31 related to the fee and filing appeals from the action of the building official to the Board of Adjustment and Appeals. This time we'll have our legal counsel, Mr. Jim Griffith, explain how we'll operate the public hearing, and we'll proceed from there. Mr. Griffith.
Good morning. The public hearing on this matter will be run as follows. We'll first call on Mr. Lank, who will explain the, no?
No, it's not
his. Who's going to do that?
Mr. Parker, come forward, please. Hi.
Mr. Parker, pardon me.
That's news to you, huh?
Redelegate somebody else.
Anyway, it's an ordinance to...
Somebody be here.
The purpose of this ordinance that's under consideration would be to increase the fee for filing an appeal from the action of the building official to the Board of Adjustments and Appeals. Essentially, the fee is now, I believe, is $100, and the proposed increase would increase it to $600. There are, each member of the board, I believe, receives $100 for each meeting. If all members of the board are present and participate, there being five members, the fee that would be paid to the members exceeds the amount the county would take in by roughly $400. So the county runs a deficit in that activity. The idea here is to increase the fee to $600 with the thought that it puts it on a paying proposition. And is there anything, Mr. Parker, that you would like to add to that before we open this up to comment from the public? Okay. Mr. Parker says that there's nothing further he wishes to add. Is there any member of the public here who would like to be heard regarding this proposed increase?
Should have been at the microphone.
My name is Dan Kramer. What I want to know is why there is not a... how would I say this? What's to prevent, in other words, let's rephrase this. What's to prevent an inspector to go out and deliberately say you're off a quarter of an inch and ain't going to pass it? Or he sees something deliberately and he's not going to pass it. And does that happen? It does happen. Do they also go out and pass stuff that shouldn't be passed? It happens. Can I prove what I'm saying? Yes, I can. Inspector goes out to a house and half the footer is dug. Looks good to me. And passes it. Then turns right around and goes and inspects electric. Well, guess what? They get ready to open the cotton picker up, and one of the rooms doesn't even have electric. So how could he have inspected it if he didn't, was no electric there? That means there was no inspection. So who are they playing games with? On the one hand, you got somebody that, hey, we know this contractor, or we know this person. We'll let him slide. But then you got another guy over here that they don't like. And I'm going to ask you a question. I think a while back, didn't you have a problem with a step being a little out of whack at one time?
Yes.
Exactly my point. And so, therefore, doesn't...
It's a public question. It's not an answering question.
It doesn't matter. I want an answer. He would he the answer. I'll stand here all day. It doesn't matter to me.
Mr. Kramer, this is your opportunity to say whatever you wish to say. The council is not obliged to answer you.
Maybe they're not, but I got news for you. It doesn't matter whether they answer or not. I already know the answer. So it would be just as wise that he answers the question.
He already did. Let's move on.
Well, we'll leave that up to the individual councilman to whom you directed the question, but they're not required to answer.
And then you got a guy sitting here going at and deliberately forcing a person to appeal it and costing them $600. For what? Because, oh, they're not being We've been subsidizing them all along. Big deal. If that's the rate, we've been subsidizing everything and everybody else to boot. Now, if you had good inspectors like I had, when the guy came out with electric inspection, you couldn't have found a better guy. He told me exactly what I had to do, what I couldn't do, and the whole kit and caboodle, because I'd done my own electric work. Now, if you had building inspectors like that, that'd be one thing. When the guy tells me, hey, it is as good as any professional doing a job, tells me something, because he was willing, even though I didn't, I tell you what, I truly didn't know what I was doing in electric, but I'd done the job, and he passed it.
Are you soliciting work here
today? No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, why should anybody have to appeal anything?
Mr. Kramer, if you have any evidence that an inspector has failed a person on an inspection just to cause them the problem of having to go to the Board of Appeals, if you'll provide that, the county will investigate that.
So good.
Well, I'll put it this way to you. Nobody's going to step forward and admit that, because the next time he builds a house, he will really have problems.
Is there anything further that anyone would like to say?
Just for the record, based on that last testimony, the purpose of raising these fees is not to generate income or surplus for the county. It's to cover our costs. These fees are not going to generate a surplus, and the amount of fees we have would be minimal. It's just to cover our costs, and we're going to be lucky if we still even break even on this.
Anything further from the public?
The office that this issue is associated with run a surplus?
The building code department covers their cost, yes,
and
does at times generate income more than the expenses, yes.
But in the last few years, it's exceeded and has offered
yes.
a surplus.
And this is, and it has, yes, and then this allows us on occasions to give Mr. Lacate's department money to help for emergency housing needs, yes.
Well, you have five on the appeals board, and will they get paid $50 a meeting?
$100 a meeting. Then we have to pay for the attorney, and then we have to pay for advertising.
$600 does not even.
The advertising was about.
We still lose money, Dale.
Yeah.
If we have one hearing, yes.
Right.
Well, since there's no other members of the public, let's close the public hearing, and then when you all have questions, you could. Unless there's any other member of the public who wishes to say anything, we will now close the public hearing. Going once. Hearing is closed. Okay. Now it would be appropriate to discuss the issue.
Well, it sounds like then with five members of the appeals board at $100 per meeting, and then the advertising, the attorney, $600 is not enough. However, I agree with, I think, which way Mr. Phillips is going. I don't think we should charge in excess over and above what it's costing. And I'm not one for jumping fees that much, but I do see the need of it. So, you know, and if I would ever find out that what Mr. Kramer's accusing or alleging that things are turned down just so you get $600, I think that you got to use some common sense somewhere. And I think that's when the council would get a call, and I would go strictly to the administrator or to the board, to Mr. Milligan, and have them look into it. And, you know, you got to be reasonable. I mean,
I think many times when Mr. Dukes is saying and what Mr. Kramer alleged, that there is a second opinion sometimes, and I've seen a lot of cases where Mr. Milligan's gone to the site himself and agreed with the inspector, or sometimes they disagreed and they talked and they went back and they worked it out many times. But I didn't want to think that these inspectors are paid to go out there and turn someone down because of a personality. That's not... what this is about, and we won't tolerate that type of action. But I think the staff does everything to accommodate the constituency. If they need a second opinion, Mr. Milligan's more than welcome, has an open-door policy to talk to anyone, and he does, and he has, and we've got calls. So, Mr. Griffith, anything else?
I guess, did I recall correctly that the appeals approval rate was in excess of?
I have a report if you'd like
okay.
to hear it.
Please.
Mr. President, members of council, a report from our building code department yields the following information. Since July 2005, The Sussex County Building Code Department has held 7 appeals board meetings, all pertaining to stair violations. Every appeal was granted a variance by the board. The department took in $700 and paid out $1,900 to board members. That's the last 12 months. So they granted all the variances, and they were all related to stair construction. But we did go in the hole by $1,200 on those processes. It appears that not all 5 members attend every meeting. That's why we don't spend $500 every meeting. But still, over a 12-month period of time, we are losing money by having these appeals.
Well, I guess with those figures in hand, and I'm sure we'll cite other expenses.
Right.
7 the times 600 is 42. We spent 1,900 on their salaries. But, of course, there's other expenses involved.
Right.
In addition to that, I guess the whole notion that we have had 7 appeals and all 7 were granted a variance would almost imply that we need to take a look at the code. If the board is approving these variances, they apparently don't see that the violation is severe enough to warrant a denial.
Might need to be some wording added to the code.
Is the code, you know, generating violations?
With all the construction, if there's only been 7 violations, I would say that it's doing pretty good.
I think everybody's doing a great job. And 7 out of, God almighty, how many thousands of building permits?
That's a good point. And they're all stair
violations. The fact that all of them have been granted the variance indicates that even the board doesn't believe that that particular provision in the code is that serious. So
what we may need to do is add a variance to the code where if it says the step has to be 7 inches, maybe we should say that there's a half-inch tolerance or something. I don't know.
7 out of 3,500 homes, I don't think we need to change the building code. Yeah.
What has helped a lot is they have made a variance in there in the code as far as the first step can now have a variance and the top step, because a lot of times people change their mind. They put carpet after they got the thing framed in, or they put hardwood flooring, and that changes the rise. And so they do now have a variance in the code that will allow that to the top step and the bottom step.
Built in, right? You're talking about that. Right. To compensate for this problem, right? Okay.
But there's a problem with the stairs, and it's what a lot of the contractors aren't used to. Like if you got a railing going up and deadheads into a wall and then it steps over, you have to have a ballast that makes a curve around that so you don't go up, take your hand off, and then go on up. You got to be able to run your hand on around, which is...
I'd be curious to know, maybe Mr. Wright knows, of the 7, how many of those were being built by the homeowner and how many were being built by commercial builders or, you know?
I mean, it's just like Bob said, it doesn't seem to be an issue if there's only 7, Dale. I mean, we don't have a problem with steps if there's only 7 out of all the steps been put in.
I would imagine all 7 were homeowners because people that do stairs know the code. But we have
some of those stair guys that do the hardwood and fancy steps are real fine, you know.
Would you know, Andy, how many were?
Morning, I'm Andy Wright with the County Building Code. All 7 were constructed by contractors.
By contractors,
yes.
Okay.
Still, I still see no issue. I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't see a problem. I just think
were
it's
they repeated offenders?
To my knowledge, I don't believe so. I think they were the first time.
Okay.
Was it the rise or the railing, or do you have any idea what any of them were?
Can you remember? Offhand, it's a makeup of either the headroom height or the riser height.
Okay.
I believe a couple of them was the width of the stairs. The handrail interjected more into the allowed width.
Some of them are pretty...
various things.
Yeah.
Move forward with this.
Little things that could just happen, but...
Would you like me to read the title?
That's why we got the appeal process. If you don't like the decision, you
better have them check your new house.
Thank you, Andy. Mr. Griffin, would you read the title?
Any violations you have?
One.
See? He's in Rehoboth.
Read the title, please.
Here's an example of the problem right there.
I put cardboard up and put my number on it.
Mr. President, if I may say, the question as far as the building code or the appeals or the building code inspectors not doing their job, it's that they are doing their job. It's more of a liability factor. No offense against the lawyers, but stairs are minor things or major things that are tripping hazards. They go out there, the code and the council has set the code for standards as minimum and maximum heights. And as the building code department protecting the county and the inspectors protecting the building code department, they feel that there's a violation. It's just more of an avenue that the appeal boards takes to take the liability away from the county if a fall or anything ever encounters. Thank you.
I understand.
And it's really, if you look at those numbers, it's only 1/5 of 1% of the total number of permits issued.
Okay.
Could I ask the finance director?
Can I get Dave to check your math?
Do you have any idea how much surplus that department ran?
During fiscal 2005, about $890,000.
Okay. So I guess the question is, if we are operating this government in a manner to break even, because that's the guise of this ordinance, that we've got to make it break even, surplus, we're quick to raise these fees to bring it up to break even when we're not making enough. But when we're overcharging by $890,000, I don't see anybody rushing forward with an ordinance to cut the fees. It's obvious that that department is flush with money that more than makes up the difference in this particular instance. And this ordinance is just another instance of trying to, you know, gouge the consumer, in my opinion.
I'll explain to them.
Their budget fluctuates with the growth, and we're trying to cover the cost of each line item. That's just good business.
Mr. President, yes, sir, also, if it's not, it's my understanding that a surplus in this department can be used in other departments. So where we have downfalls and weaknesses, we can shift money around. So it doesn't stay. He's made it sound like whatever they collect stays in that department. They've got all this wealth. It is spread out through the county in other departments where it's needed. So I take issue that they're flush with money. I think that they've run a good department, and because of the growth, they've seen good revenue.
I think you make the point. You're talking about shifting this money to departments that aren't making maybe break even. Well, heck, you're not even interested in shifting the money within this department to allow one aspect of the department to break money. So I don't know that argument holds water.
Well, whatever.
Okay, let's put it to a vote. Mr. Griffin, read the title.
An ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County by amending Article 1, Section 52-31, related to the fee for filing appeals from the action of the building official to the Board of Adjustments and Appeals.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to adopt the ordinance as read on the appeals fees. Questions? Mr. Cole.
After hearing the argument supporting the our staff in addressing this issue, I support it with a yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Not mistaken, I think the original fee was $100.
Yes, sir.
And to go to $600, maybe what's that, a 600% increase is excessive. I think an appropriate increase to account for inflation is something I could support. I think when you look at departments, you have to look at them in their entirety. This department is making almost $900,000 more than it spends. And to pull out one aspect of this department and say it's losing money as a justification to increase the appeal fee by this excessive amount is inappropriate. I vote no.
Mr. Jones.
I sat on an appeal board, and like I said, there's very few appeals, and most of them the board did approve because, as Andy said, that you know, it's not a determination the inspector can make out on a site because of liability, but once the board and, you know, it's, yes, I know the building code makes money, but if things slow and that like that, we could be in an even situation. The money could go toward housing. There's all kinds of areas that it could help subsidize that would better this county. So my vote is yes.
Mr. Dukes. This is not an easy one because if someone has a stairs or a riser or a railing or something that's balusters are too close together or too far apart, I guess it'd be too far apart, and they got to pay $600 to be able to appeal and get it there, it seems like to me that's an absorbent amount. So I can sort of sympathize and agree with Mr. Phillips. On the other hand, I've always supported fees in the county, and seeing that our actual cost is more than $600 to have an appeal, I've always supported the appeal process or the fee structure for the county. So I'm sure that I'll probably get some criticism for supporting this, but I really feel that
Being consistent with my past record of supporting fees, I'm going to have to support it and vote yes.
With the very minimal amount of appeals that are applied for to start with, and with the staff literally bending over backwards to assist the constituent and consumers with their concerns, as Mr. as Andy stated from Building Code, that it's a protection process that we do for all checks and balances to make sure liabilities are covered. And really, the fees that we have, you know, we're just actually covering the expenses in this line item. The departments are always not flush with money in every area. It happens to be at the present time because the building was up and it has taken a little bit of a dive, so you'll see that go down. But I don't think we're even anywhere in line with the municipalities around here, what they charge now for hearings, unbelievable amounts. I mean, it's like over double that. But my vote would be yes, and motion pass.